Moraville, April 17th, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka, who will not be heard for some time, by the end of the year, I hope. And in studio, Chloe, Samuel, Kazim, and Suda. The weather outlook, it's sunny and humid today, with a chance of thunderstorms and rain over the weekend. The temperature range, 29 to 34 degrees, southeasterly winds, 14 to 21 kilometers per hour.
Our village has already been engaged on celebrating Earth Day for several years. And slowly, slowly, it's becoming an opportunity for all of us to think about a bit more deeply about our relationship with our planet. Earth Day is a global event, and Auroville decided to, instead of celebrating only one day, we said it would be better if we can do it for 1 week. So, yeah, we have like all types of events. We have meditations with modern music in Dipam as an earth meditation. We have presentations at Dipanam as well from children. We have what we call environmental activism, walks, and that's a very important way of really connecting with nature, is just going with a group of Auroveillians walking through the forest or walking through spots in Auroville, either wilderness spots or spots where they are high in danger, like the dump we have here next to the Success Canyon. So we would like to invite our villains to come and see us how the garbage of pond is being dumped just next to us. And since, in spite of all the efforts from our will and the villages, we still didn't get any positive result. So that it's just to create a more of awareness that if we don't get together in issues like that, the garbage is going just to come over us. So walks in Revelation Forest, discover sanctuaries in Auroville were absolutely untouched. The importance of keeping these wilderness spots to preserve the biodiversity of all the species is, I think, very crucial. And Auroville should advocate for more spots like that, where actually minimum human intervention must be allowed in order to preserve that diversity. And we have nature exploration also at Aurodam Forest. And we have at the Sour Kitchen on Saturday a big market with all eco-friendly products and companies in Auroville that they want to present their products and share with the community as well. A number of very interesting movies like The Call of a Mountain, which is a movie which features Arnie Ness, which is one of the most prominent ecologists and philosophers from Norway, and just recently passed away. And yeah, I highly recommend to invite you to see this movie, because it really makes you think about the importance of the way you perceive nature and the way you relate to it.
On Saturdays at 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, there will be guest speakers. April 18th, Shraglu speaks. On Savitri, Book 2, Canto 15, The Kingdoms of the Greater Knowledge. And on the 25th, Professor Aravindo Basu shares memories of Sri Aurobindo. The conditions in which men live on Earth are the result of their state of consciousness. Trying to change the conditions without changing the consciousness is a vain chimera. The mother said it. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website, auroville.org, and thanks for listening.